بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Okay, today we are, this is going to be our 30th session, session number 30, reading from lessons in Arabic language, level 4. Dr. Fahd Ibrahim, Islamic University of Medina, Arabic Language Institute. And today we're going to be taking a new lesson, lesson 28, very important lesson, dealing with Al-Maf'ul Al-Mutlaq. So from the homework assignment last week, should be clear that today what we intend to do is to cover the English key. And if we have time, inshallah, we're going to also read and translate the Arabic text. That's if we have time, but in the core of what we want to do today is to go over the English key for lesson 28, Al-Maf'ul Al-Mutlaq, because there are so many matters here, so many factors. If we just cover the English key and no more than that, that would be fine. If we still have some time left and we can go to the dialogue, that would be great. I don't want to overwhelm anybody, and I want to make sure that we understand this lesson well so that we get its full benefit. So I'm going to say, before we start reading, I'm going to mention that I, in my mind, have divided this lesson into several parts. The first part, yani the point one, point one and point two, there are 2 points, right? So there are 2 points in this lesson. So if we look at them together, then we'll say the first point, or the first part of this lesson, is dealing with the definition of the maf'ul mutlaq. What is the maf'ul mutlaq? The second part that we're going to deal with, and we need to know the definition of maf'ul mutlaq. We need to memorize the definition. The second thing is to know what it is used for. So it has 3 primary uses, and the author mentions here the maf'ul mutlaq has 4 uses. So 3 of them are the fundamental uses, and so if we add the last one, it becomes 4 things that the maf'ul mutlaq is used for. We need to know all 4 of them. If somebody says, the maf'ul mutlaq, what is it used for? You have to know that it's used for 4 different things, and you need to memorize what each of them are, in your own words or however, in Arabic or in English. But you need to know that it has 4 usages. The third thing that we need to look at, words which deputize for the masdar, yani words which substitute for the masdar. And they are mentioned here as 8 different things. So this also we need to know. What are the 8 different types of words that can substitute for the masdar in terms of being used as maf'ul mutlaq? And then the last matter is, there are different types of masdar, and here 3 of them are mentioned: masdar al-marra, masdar al-hayya, and masdar al-mimi. So these are the things that, and we need to know these 3 at least for this lesson. We need to know that there are many kinds of masdar, and we need to know these 3 of them. Okay, so we need to know the definition of maf'ul mutlaq. We need to know the 4 usages of the maf'ul mutlaq. We need to know the 8 types of words that substitute for the maf'ul mutlaq, and we need to know the 3 different kinds of masdar that are mentioned in this lesson. Alright, so there are 4 things that we need to come out of this lesson with today, and that's why we're going to concentrate on the English key, so that we go into the main part of the lesson. These 4 matters are clear in our mind. Number 1, what is the definition? What are the usages? Yani the 4 usages of the maf'ul mutlaq. Number 3, what are the different 8 types of words that can substitute for the masdar as maf'ul mutlaq, yani take the place of the masdar and function as the maf'ul mutlaq. And finally, 3 different types of masdar. Alright, so those are things that we need to actually memorize. Alright, 4 usages, 8 different types of words that substitute, 3 different types of masdar, and the definition of what actually is the maf'ul al-mutlaq, al-maf'ul al-mutlaq. Okay, so let's start reading the English key, and again, if we have time, inshallah, we're going to also try to look at the to the dialogue, if there's time, inshallah. We'll look at the dialogue at the beginning of the Arabic section of this lesson. Page 125, second half of the page, or the bottom half of the page, in this lesson we learn the following. Number one, al-maf'ulu al-mutlaq. Yani, the absolute object. Al-maf'ul al-mutlaq. Yani, what is the maf'ul al-mutlaq? What is the definition of maf'ul al-mutlaq? It says, it is the masdar of the verb occurring in the sentence, used along with the verb, for the sake of emphasis. For the sake of emphasis, meaning, this is one of the usages, one of the four usages of the maf'ul al-mutlaq. So this is its main usage. But what is the maf'ul al-mutlaq? It is a masdar from the verb that occurs in the sentence. And it's used along with the verb. Yani the masdar that's used from the verb, that's used along with the verb for various different purposes. The first and most important purpose is for emphasis. What else do we need to know about the maf'ul al-mutlaq? It's a masdar. It's from the verb that occurs in the sentence. It's used along with the verb. And it has different purposes. The first and most important of them is emphasis. It is mansoob. That's critical. In terms of its i'rab, it's mansoob. For example, ضربني بلال ضربا. Bilal beat me a beating. The words ضربني بلال convey the meaning. That's a complete sentence. Bilal beat me. But we can say this even, we can say ضربني بلال even if he didn't actually beat you, but merely raised his hand or gently placed his hand on your body. But you can only say ضربني بلال ضربا only when he gave you a real beating. Yani ضربا means emphasizing that in fact he did really beat you. Alright, so ضربا here is the masdar. It's from the verb occurring in the sentence, ضربا. It's from the verb that occurs in the sentence. And it's used along with the verb. The verb is there, ضربا, and the masdar is there, ضربا. And here, it's used for the first, yani, purpose of the usage of the maf'ul al-mutlaq, that is to emphasize the meaning of the verb. There are four usages of the maf'ul al-mutlaq. The first of them is to emphasize the meaning of the verb. What is the maf'ul al-mutlaq again? It's a masdar coming from the verb that occurs in the sentence, used along with the verb for the sake of emphasis. And finally, and most importantly, it's mansoob. Okay, let's go on to the second matter. The maf'ul al-mutlaq has four uses. It is used A, to emphasize, B, to specify the number, C, to specify the type of action, D, as a substitute for the verb. Those are the four things we need to know. What is the maf'ul al-mutlaq used for? Four things. Let's look at each one of them. The first one, to emphasize, yani mu'akkid li fi'lihi, yani it's used to emphasize its verb. It's used to emphasize its verb, as we have just seen. ضربني بلال ضربا, emphasizing the meaning of the verb. Here's another example. وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا. And Allah spoke to Musa directly in the Quran, 4th Surah, 164th Ayat. وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا. So the maf'ul al-mutlaq is تَكْلِيمًا. It's a masdar. It's from the verb that's used in the sentence كَلَّمَ. It's used along with the verb for emphasizing the meaning of speech, that Allah actually did speak to Musa, real speech. Alright? So the first use of the maf'ul al-mutlaq is for emphasis. Yani to emphasize its verb. B, the second use of the maf'ul al-mutlaq of four, to specify the number. Yani to make clear the number of times the action of the verb occurred. Yani mubayyin li'adad al-fi'l, to make clear the adad, the number of the verb. How many times did it happen? One time, two times, three times, 20 times? Huh? To specify, to make clear the number of the verb. For example, tubiya al-kitabu tabaataini. The book was printed twice. Tubiya al-kitabu tabaataini. Tabaataini is the masdar. The usage of the masdar here is what? To specify, to make clear the number of the verb. How many times did it happen? How many times was the book printed? Tabaataini. Two times. Twice. Another example. Nasitu. Wasajadtu sajdatan wahidatan. I forgot and performed only one sajda. Here, the masdar is sajda. Sajdatan. It's mansub. It's a masdar that's from the verb sajadtu. From the verb sajada. And it is used along with the verb sajada to emphasize or to clarify, to specify the number of the verb. Okay, the first use of the maf'ul al-mutlaq is to emphasize the meaning of the verb. The second use is to clarify or specify the number of times the action occurred. Okay. Turning to page 126, C. The third usage. The third use of the maf'ul al-mutlaq is to specify the type of action. Mubayyin li naw' al-fi'l. The type of the action. What type of, yani, of action it is? We have an action, but now we want to describe that action. What is its type? Alright, so again, the maf'ul al-mutlaq is a masdar from the verb that is in the sentence, used along with the verb for different purposes, for emphasis, or to specify its number, or to specify, in this case, the type of action. For example, mata mauta ash-shuhada. He died the death of martyrs. Here, mauta is the masdar. It's from the verb mata. It's used along with the verb mata. For the purpose of what? Not for the purpose of emphasis, not for the purpose of specifying the number of the action of the verb, but here for the purpose of specifying the type of action, to make clear the type of death. He died, what type of death? He died, but what type of death? Mauta ash-shuhada, the death of martyrs. Another example, uktub kitabatan wadihatan, write legibly, or literally write a clear writing, clear writing. Kitabatan wadihatan, clear writing. Again, kitabatan is a masdar. It's from the verb, from kataba yaktubu. It's from the verb that's used in the sentence, uktub. It's used along with the verb. The verb is present and the masdar is present. For the purpose of what? In this case, for the purpose of specifying the type of writing. What type of writing? A clear writing. Write a clear writing. D. The fourth purpose or use of the maf'ul al-mutlaq is as a substitute for the verb. Yani sometimes it may be used as a substitute for the verb. And here I want to note that in the definition of maf'ul al-mutlaq, it says the masdar from the verb occurring in the sentence used along with the verb. Either for emphasis, to specify the number, or to specify the type. This fourth use of the maf'ul al-mutlaq deviates a little bit from the definition here, because the definition says use along with the verb, and here we see clearly that this use of the maf'ul al-mutlaq is a little bit different in that it's not used along with the verb. It is a substitute for the verb. In this case, only the masdar is used. The verb is not mentioned. So please make a note. That's why we said it has three main purposes. Usages, to emphasize the meaning of the verb, to specify the number, or to specify the type of the action. All of those comply with the original definition that the masdar is a word that comes from the verb that's used in the sentence. It's used along with the verb, and it has the purpose of emphasis or specifying the number or specifying the type. This fourth use of the maf'ul al-mutlaq, yani, does not include that part of the definition that says It's a masdar of the verb occurring in the sentence used along with the verb. It's not used along with the verb, but it is from the verb itself. It's from the verb, but it's not used along with the verb. And it's used as a substitute for the verb, while the verb is not mentioned. Okay, so this is the fourth use of the maf'ul al-mutlaq as a substitute for the verb. In this case, only the masdar is used. For example, you say sabran, sabran, have patience. Here the masdar is a substitute for the fi'l amr, isbir. So it's taking the place of the verb itself, the fi'l amr, isbir. Yani be patient, have patience. So sabran is a masdar derived from the verb isbir, but here yani it is substituting for the verb itself. All right, and there are many examples of this, some of them which are in common usage. One of them is sabran, another one is shukran. So he says here shukran, which means I thank you. Here the masdar is a substitute for the mudari verb ashkuru, I thank. Yani ashkuruka, I thank you. So in the previous example, yani sabran, it's used as a substitute for the fi'l amr isbir. In this case, shukran is used as a substitute for the mudari verb ashkuru. Ashkuru. So it can substitute for a past tense verb, a present tense verb, or a command form verb. But the point is, it's substituting, taking the place of the verb. The verb is not being mentioned. I'll mention one other example of this that's in common usage, and that is Subhanallah. Yani Subhanallah is a maf'ul mutlaq, where Subhana, yani the masdar, is substituting for the verb itself, yani the mudari verb usabbihu. Is substituting for the mudari verb usabbihu. So the meaning of Subhanallah is usabbihu Allah. Yani I declare the perfection of Allah. I declare Allah to be free from imperfections. So this is a masdar, maf'ul mutlaq. Yani Subhan is a maf'ul mutlaq in that, yani it is substituting for the verb usabbihu. So instead of saying usabbihu Allah, we use the masdar and say Subhanallah. 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 Meaning, I declare Allah to be free from imperfections. Okay, we'll look at this more in the Arabic side of the lesson. But just to kind of get through the lesson today, the first thing that we covered so far is the definition of the masdar. Yani, definition of the maf'ul al-mutlaq. Definition of the maf'ul al-mutlaq. The maf'ul al-mutlaq is a masdar, an infinitive form, and it's a noun that has the meaning of verb, but it doesn't indicate who's doing the action or the time of the action. Like in English, you say walking, running, jumping. It doesn't say who did it or when they did it. It's just indicating the meaning of action, but it's a noun having the meaning of action. It's not a verb, so it's called the masdar, the infinitive. So the maf'ul al-mutlaq is a masdar coming from a verb, occurring in the sentence, coming from a verb that's in the same sentence with it. It's used along with that verb for the purpose of emphasizing the meaning of the verb, or specifying the number of the verb, or specifying the type of the action of the verb. And finally, it may also be a substitute for the verb itself. Okay, that's the second thing we covered. The third thing is the most lengthy part of this lesson, and that is words which deputize for the masdar. And there are eight mentioned here, and we need to actually memorize those eight things, at least with one or two examples. Okay, so there are eight things here. We have plenty of time to go over this, and I hope that we have read it carefully during the week and had time to review it again at the end of the week. So that's why we didn't give any extra exercises and things like that, so everybody has a chance to read each of these sections carefully, study them carefully, memorize these points. Yani the four usages of the masdar, emphasizing the meaning of the verb, specifying its number, specifying the type of action, and as a substitute for the verb itself. Now, words which deputize for the masdar, page 126, near the top of the page. This is the third topic that we're dealing with in this English key. The following words deputize, yani substitute for the masdar. the following words, deputize or substitute for the master. Now, in other words, these words are going to be used in place of the master and are therefore mansub. And because they are taking the place of the master, they became mansub, like the master would have been, and are grammatically regarded as maf'ulun mutlaq. So these substitute words take the place of the master, and therefore they take the i'rab of the master, being mansub and being regarded as maf'ulun mutlaq. The first of them, and I'm just going to go through them quickly and then we go back and do the explanations. The first of them are various alfaz, the different words like kullu, ba'du, and ayyu. The second is a number that's being used with the masdar as its tamyiz. The masdar is going to come after that number. The number is substituting for the masdar, and it is taking the ruling of the masdar of being mansub and is being referred to, yani grammatically, as the maf'ul al-mutlaq. The third one is an adjective of the masdar. An adjective that's describing the masdar, in which case the masdar itself is omitted. The fourth of them is an ism masdar, yani a noun that has the same meaning as the masdar, but less letters. We'll go into that in detail later. The fifth of them has two parts, a cognate masdar. It is of two types, yani, and we'll explain them later. The sixth of them is a demonstrative pronoun with the masdar as its bedel, yani an ism ishara. The masdar is going to be its bedel, but the ism ishara is taking the place of the masdar, meaning it now is referred to as the maf'ul mutlaq, and it takes the ruling of being mansub, or in this case, mabniun fi mahalli nasb, yani in the place where it should be mansub. The seventh of them is a pronoun referring to the masdar, yani referring back to the masdar, and the eighth of them is a synonym, yani muradif or mumathil, a synonym for a synonym of the masdar, meaning a word that has the same meaning of the masdar, but it's not from the same root as the verb that's used in the sentence. So, the verb that's used in the sentence has a masdar. Instead of that masdar being used, another masdar that has the same meaning, but from a different verb, is being used as a substitute for the masdar that comes from that verb. Alright, so these are eight things. Certain words like kullu ba'd, a number with the masdar as its tamyiz, an adjective of the masdar, an ism masdar, which will explain, a cognate masdar, a demonstrative pronoun with the masdar as its bedel, a pronoun that refers back to the masdar, and a synonym of the masdar. So this is what we're going to cover right now, these eight things, and then finally we're going to look at the different types of masdar. Yani the master marra, master hayya, and master mimi, and inshallah we'll close with that. Unless we have time, we'll look at the Arabic dialogue. Okay, so now for the words which deputize or substitute for the master. Let's take each one by one and make sure that we understand each one by one. The following words deputize or substitute for the master and are therefore mansub. Since they're taking the place of the master, they're mansub. And are grammatically regarded as maf'ul and mutlaq. Since they're taking the place of the master, then they are mansub, and they're regarded as maf'ul and mutlaq. So, these words that we're going to look at now, the words kullu and ba'd and ay, will have the master as their mudaf ilayhi. These words are going to take the place of the master because they are pointing to the master. And for that reason, they take on the i'rab of being maf'ul mutlaq and being mansub. We call them na'ib an al-master. We're going to see that in the Arabic section, that they are called na'ib an al-master. Yani they are taking the place or substituting for or the deputy for the master. The first of them are words such as kullu, each one or all of it, ba'adu, some part of it, ay, which, with the masdar as the mudaf ilay. So when one of these words are used with the masdar connected to it in idafa as the mudaf ilayhi, that word kullu or ba'adu or ayu is actually a deputy, a substitute for the masdar, takes the ruling of the master. It's called maf'ul al-mutlaq and it is mansub. Let's look at some examples. But keep in mind that when this word has the masdar, which is the original maf'ul al-mutlaq, the masdar now is connected to one of these words as the mudaf ilayhi, and therefore that word substitutes for the masdar and takes its ruling. First example, a'rifuhu kull al-ma'rifa. I know him fully well. Kull al-ma'rifa, completely, totally. I know him very well. Completely. Kullu ma'rifa, the whole of knowing him. Here we see that the masdar is al-ma'rifa. But al-masdar here is being substituted by the word kullu, because the masdar ma'rifa came as a mudaf ilayhi to the word kullu. So kullu takes on the ruling of the masdar. It substitutes for it. It's called the maf'ul mutlaq and it is mansub. A'rifuhu kulla. Kull al-ma'rifati. And another example of this, for the word kullu, we could say another example, is fahamtu ad-darsa kulla al-fahmi. I understood the lesson kulla al-fahmi. Yani complete understanding, full understanding. Okay, let's go to the next one, which is an example of ba'd. An example of ba'd being a substitute for the masdar. And the masdar is going to come after ba'd as the mudaf ilayhi. أخذني المدير بعد المؤاخذتي. The headmaster punished me, called me to account. أخذني, to some extent. Yani partially. بعد المؤاخذتي. Not completely, a complete punishment, but some punishment. Ba'adu, yani some of al-mu'akhadha. So the headmaster punished me, called me to account to some extent. Here we see al-mu'akhadha, which is the masdar, coming as the mudaf ilayhi. Therefore the word ba'ad, the mudaf, substitutes for al-mu'akhadha, takes the ruling of being maf'ul al-mutlaq. Yani in grammar we would say, in I'rab we would say, أخذني, يعني أخذ is the fail, and يا المتكلم, يعني with the نون الوقاية is the مفعول به, المدير is the فاعل, and بعد, بعض is the مفعول مطلق منصوب with فتا, and المؤاخذة, the original master, is مضاف إليه مجرور. Alright, like هكذا, that's what we mean by it, substitutes for it, it takes on the ruling of its i'rab of being mansub, and it is referred to as the maf'ul mutlaq. Okay, the next example is the example of ay. Ayya nawmin tanamu. Ayya nawmin tanamu. What sort of sleep are you sleeping? What sort of sleep are you sleeping? Yani ayya nawmin. What type of sleep are you having? Tanamu. Here we see that nawm is the original masdar from the verb tanamu. It's the original masdar, naum. But it is connected to ayya in idafa. So the ay, yani the mudaf, is taking the place of naum, substituting for it, being referred to as maf'ul mutlaq and being mansub. Ayya naumin tanamu. And here I'll note that Ayya must come first because the ism istifham lahu haqq as-sadara. And remember that the words that are used for questions, ayya, kayfa, mata, always come first in the sentence. Ayya nawmin tanamu. In the Quran 26 surah, Surah Al-Shu'ara, in the 227th ayah, we have وَسَيَعْلَمُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا أَيَّ مُنْقَلَبٍ يَنْقَلِبُونَ. And those who do wrong, الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا, who do ظُلْم, will come to know أَيَّ مُنْقَلَبٍ, how they will end up. أَيَّ مُنْقَلَبٍ يَنْقَلِبُونَ. نعم. They will come to know how they will end up. What type of ending they will end up in. Ayya munqalab. Yani munqalab is the original master. yani from the verb yanqalibuna. But here it is mudaf ilay to ayya, so ayya is taking its place, substituting for it, taking on the ruling of being maf'ulun bi and mansub. Naam. Okay, that is the first one. Yani different expressions that might have the masdar as its mudaf ilayhi, in which case it takes the place of the masdar and it takes its ruling of being maf'ulun mutlaq and being mansub. So these are words that yani point to the masdar in some kind of way. Yani for example, kulla al-ma'rifa, the whole of knowing him, or ba'd al-mu'akhadha, part of being punished to some extent, or ayya nawmin, which type of sleep. But each of them refers to the masdar and tells us something about the masdar, because the masdar is its mudaf ilayhi, it takes the place of the masdar, it's the maf'ulun mutlaq and it's mansub. The second one is a number with the masdar as its tamyiz. The tamyiz, a footnote here says, the tamyiz is a word used to specify a vague idea. Yani for example, you have five. Five what? Yani it's vague. You don't know what the person means when they say I have five. $5, five houses, five cars, five children. So the tamyiz is a word used to specify, to clarify a vague idea. In this case, the vagueness of a number. It's not clear. You're counting, yani five what? So tamyiz means that which specifies, clarifies something that is not clear. The tamyiz of the number may be majrur or mansub. In other words, the tamyiz of a number can sometimes be majrur, as in thalathatu kutub. Yani here kutub is the tamyiz. In this case, from 3 to 10, the thing that's being numbered, the tamyiz is going to be mudaf ilayhi majrur. With the numbers, the ukud 20, 30, 40, like ishruna kitaban, the tamyiz is going to be mansub. Alright, so the tamyiz of a number can either be majrur, as in 3 to 10, thalatha to kutub, or in mi and alf. Likewise, it's going to be majrur. Or in the ukud numbers 20, 30, 40, 50, and 60, the tamyiz is going to be mansub. Alright, so the tamyiz, what is it? It's a word that's used to specify, clarify, vague idea. And this time we're talking about numbers, so the number doesn't tell us how many of what we're talking about. So the tamyiz is that word that comes after it that tells us 20 what, 50 what, 5 what. So it specifies and clarifies a vague idea. And this tamyiz with numbers can either be majrur or mansub, depending on what kind of number it's with. It can either be majrur or mansub. Alright, so that's the footnote with this saying a number, the second substitute, deputy for the masdar, is a number which has the masdar, the original masdar, as its tamyiz. For example, tubiya al-kitabu thalatha taba'atin. The book was printed 3 times. Tubiya al-kitabu thalatha taba'atin. So taba'at is the masdar. And thalatha is a number that is clarified by 3 what? 3 printings. So the masdar is its tamyiz. In this case, it's majrur because the yani the ma'adud, the thing that's being counted for the numbers from 3 to 10, is going to be plural and majrur. Alright, so the tamyiz here of thalatha is taba'at. So when a number has a masdar as its tamyiz, that number substitute for the masdar, it takes on the ruling of being maf'ulun mutlaq and being mansub. So in the i'rab of this sentence, tubiya al-kitabu thalatha taba'atin, we say tubiya is the fi'l, kitabu is the na'ib fa'il, marfu'un with dhamma, thalatha is maf'ulun mutlaq, mansub with fatha, and taba'atin is mudafun ilayhi majrur. In the Quran we have fajlidu كل واحد منهما مئة جلدة. Flog, whip each of them 100 stripes. يعني 100 times. Whip them 100 times. فجلدوا كل واحد منهما مئة جلدة. 100 stripes. Here, جلدة is the masdar. But here it is, yani being substituted by a number for which it is the tamyiz. Yani jalda is the tamyiz for the number. The number takes the place of jalda as the maful al mutlaq mansub with fatta. Miyata jaldatan. Here,
one more example of the yani the number being a tamyiz.
I'm sorry, my book it says jalda 10, but that's how it printed, but it should be jalda 10 now, because the number 100 and 1000, the number 100 and 1000 yani the tamyiz or the ma'dud that comes after 100 and 1000 is going to be singular mufrad majroor. So it should be, yani instead of miyata jaldatan, it should be miyata jaldatin. Miyata jaldatin. I'm sorry about that. I didn't really pay attention. Getting a little bit tired right now. Okay, miyata jaldatin. I'm reading what I see there, but in fact, that's a printing mistake. Alright, so flog each of them 100 stripes. Here again, miya is the maful al-mutlaq mansub with fatta, and jalda, the masdar, is its tamyiz. The tamyiz of miya, yani the ma'dud, is going to be mufrad majroor. Okay, that's in Surah An-Nur, 24th Surah, 4th Ayat. Okay, that's the second one, that a number substitutes for the masdar when that masdar is its tamyiz, coming after the number. The third one is an adjective of the masdar where the masdar itself is being omitted. And an adjective of the masdar is understood, it's not mentioned. So the adjective now, because yani it's understood what the masdar is, so we don't need to mention the masdar, so we just mention the not, the adjective of it. That adjective then takes the place of the masdar, becomes the maf'ul al-mutlaq, and it takes its ruling of being mansoob. So an example of this is fahamtu ad-darsa jayida. So even if you say in English, I understood the lesson well, we know that the meaning of well is a good understanding. Fahamtu ad-darsa jayida. I understood the lesson well. This means fahamtu ad-darsa fahman jayida. Fahamtu ad-darsa fahman jayida, which literally means I understood the lesson with a good understanding. Same thing in English. Yani if you said I understood the lesson a good understanding, you don't have to yani mention understanding twice. You can just say I understood the lesson well. And we know that well here is meaning a good understanding. Alright, so how do we know that well is yani jayida is a not for fahm? Because of the verb itself that came in the sentence. Fahimtu ad-darsa. I understood the lesson. How? Jayida. Yani, fahman jayidan. Okay, let's go to the next one. That's number three. The adjective of the masdar. And the masdar then is omitted because it's understood, yani, what is intended. That this not is a description of the masdar that's left out here. So that is the third substitute or deputy for the masdar, an adjective of the masdar for the verb that came in the sentence, except that in this case the masdar is left out, it's not mentioned. Okay, let's go to page 127 of the English key for lesson 28. Number 4 of 8 substitutes, deputies for the masdar. Number 4, ismu al-masdar. Ismul masdari. It is a word which has the same meaning as the masdar, but it has less letters. Yani the letters that it's composed of are less than the number of letters of the actual masdar. So it has the same meaning as the masdar, but it has less letters than the masdar. For example, kalamun has 4 letters. Kaf, Lam, Aleph, and Meem. Speaking is a ism masdar, and taklimun, which has ta, kaf, lam, ya, meem, which has 5 letters, is the actual masdar.
So kalaman, it has the same meaning as takleem, but it has less letters than takleem. This is what we call an ism master, a word which has the same meaning as the master, but it has less letters than it. For example, kalam when speaking is an ism master, and takleem is master. Likewise, qublatun, kiss, is an ism master, and taqbilun is the master. So if we look at the meaning of qubla and the meaning of taqbil, both of them have the same meaning, except that taqbil has 5 letters and qubla only has 4 letters. An example of this use of the ism master is kallamani kalaman shadidan. He spoke to me kalaman shadidan, harsh words. So kallama, the verb, its master is takleem. But here, instead of the actual master, a noun that has the same meaning of the master but less letters is used. That's what we mean by ismu al-master. Yani the noun that has the same meaning as the master but it has less letters. And we'll see more examples of this as we go through. Okay, the fifth example of a deputy or substitute for the master is the cognate master. So what is the cognate master? It is of two types. It is A, the master of the mujarrad verb, mujarrad, yani the verb that doesn't have any letters of increase to modify its meaning. It's the master of the mujarrad verb, while the verb used in the sentence is mazid. So we have a verb used in the sentence that's a mazid verb, but the master we're using is not from that mazid verb. It's from a mujarrad verb that comes from the same root. The master from the mujarrad verb used in a sentence in which a mazid verb comes. So let's look at the example they gave us. Ishtaraytu, that's a mazid verb. Ishtaraytu hadhihi as-sayyara shira'an mubashiran. I bought this car directly. A direct purchase. So shira is a master, but it's the master from the mujarrad verb, while the verb used in the sentence ishtara is a mazid verb. So when the master of a mujarrad verb is used in a sentence with a verb that's a mazid verb, this is the first type of the cognate master. Here, shira'an, yani, ishtaraytu hadhihi as-sayyara shira'an mubashiran, is the master of the mujarrad verb shara yashri, to buy. Whereas the master of ishtara yashtari is ishtira'an. So instead of using the master from the mazid verb that came in the sentence, ishtara, we're using a master from a mujarrad verb that comes from the same root. Here's an example from the Quran, from the 89th surah and the 20th ayat. وَتُحِبُّونَ الْمَالَ حُبًّا جَمَّا. And you love wealth, you all, plural. وَتُحِبُّونَ الْمَالَ حُبًّا جَمَّا. And you all love wealth with an abounding love. حُبًّا جَمَّا. Here, حُبًّا is the master of the mujarrad verb حَبَّ يَحِبُّ. حُبًّا is a master, but it's from the mujarrad verb حُبَّ or حَبَّ يَحِبُّ, which is very rarely used. Yani this verb habba yahibbu is very rarely used. But the master from it, hub, is commonly used. In this sentence though, the master of the mazid verb ahabba yuhibbu is ihbab. And this master is very rarely used. Yani the master from ahabba yuhibbu, ihbab, is rarely used. While the master, hub, from habba yahibbu, that verb is rarely used. So the common verb, the verb that's common is ahabba yuhibbu, and the master that's common is from the mujarrad verb, hub. So here we see the verb in the sentence is a mazid verb. Ahabba yuhibbu, antum tuhibbuna. But the master that's used is from the mujarrad verb, habba yahibbu. This is what we mean by the cognate masdar. So this is the first type of cognate masdar, meaning the masdar comes from a mujarrad verb, while the verb in the sentence is a mazid verb. So even though they're from the same root, but the masdar from one type of verb, mujarrad, is used in a sentence with a different type of verb, mazid, from the same root. The second type of cognate masdar is a masdar of a mazid bab, which is different from the bab of the verb. Meaning, the masdar that's used is from a mazid verb, but it's from a different bab than the mazid verb that came in the sentence. So, the masdar and the verb are both from mazid, but there are different abwab of mazid verbs. Yani there's fa'ala, and fa'ala, and af'ala, and tafa'ala, and tafa'ala, and so on. All of these are mazid verbs. So the masdar came from one mazid verb, while the verb that's used in the sentence came from a different mazid verb. The point here is what? That the masdar is coming from a different type of verb, even though in this case both of them are mazid, but from different abwab of mazid. Where's the first one? One is a mujarrad verb and the other is a mazid verb. What is common between them is that they are all from the same root, but they are masdars from different abwab. Alright, so the second type of cognate masdar is a masdar of a mazid bab, but that bab is different from the mazid bab of the verb itself. For example, tabassamtu ibtisaman, I smiled, yani a real great smile. Here, ibtisaman, the masdar, is the masdar from the verb ibtasama, which belongs to the bab ifta'ala, whereas the verb in this sentence, tabassamtu, yani is from tabassama, belongs to the bab tafa'ala, and both have the same meaning. So the masdar is from bab ifta'ala, yani ibtasama, while the verb itself is from the bab of tafa'ala, tabassama. Ibtasama, tabassama have the same meaning, but they are from different abwab of mazid. In the Quran we have in the 73rd surah, 8th ayat, وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبْتِيلًا وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبْتِيلًا, and devote yourself to him with complete devotion. Here the verb tabattala belongs to the verb tafa'ala, whereas the masdar yani tabtila is from the verb fa'ala, yufa'ilu. So tabattala is from one bab, yani the bab tafa'ala, whereas tabtila, the masdar used here, is from the bab fa'ala. Both of them have the same meaning. They're from the same roots, but different abwab of mazid. This is the cognate masdar. Yani there are two types. Both of them, what they have in common is that the masdar is not from the same bab as the verb that's used in the sentence, even though they're from the same root and they have the same meaning. Either the masdar is from mujarrad and the verb is from mazid, or the masdar and the verb are from mazid but different abwab of mazid. Number six, a demonstrative pronoun with the masdar as its bedel. The sixth type of substitute for the masdar is a demonstrative pronoun, ism ishara, which has as its bedel a masdar. Remember that the ism ishara, when it's followed by a noun with alif lam, generally speaking, there's exception, but generally speaking, the ism ishara, when it's followed by a noun with alif lam, that word with alif lam is a bedel. So if the masdar came as a bedel for ism ishara, the ism ishara takes the place of the masdar as the maf'ul mutlaq and becoming, instead of mansub, yani mabniyun fi mahalli nasb. Yani because demonstrative pronouns except the duals are mabniyun. So we don't say it's mansub, but we say it's mabniyun fi mahalli nasb. The example they gave us, atastaqbiluni hadha al-istiqbala, atastaqbiluni هذا الاستقبال? Do you accord me this kind of reception? يعني are you receiving me هذا الاستقبال? This kind of reception? Here هذا is the مفعول المطلق. يعني the اسم إشارة, the demonstrative pronoun, which has as its بدل the مصدر, the original مصدر is its بدل. So the اسم إشارة, the demonstrative pronoun هذا is the مفعول المطلق. And of course, because it's مبنيون, we don't say it's منسوب, but as مفعول المطلق, we say it's مبنيون in the place where it should be منسوب. And so it is, يعني هذا, here هذا is the مفعول المطلق, and so it is في محل نصب, in the place where it should be منسوب, and استقبال is its بدل. And the بدل has the same ruling as the مبدل منه, so استقبال here is منسوب with فتح, not as the مفعول المطلق though. Here it is منسوب الفتح as the بدل for هذا, which is the مفعول المطلق, and therefore it's in the place where it should be منسوب, and therefore its بدل also has to be منسوب. This is the sixth type of substitute for the مصدر, a demonstrative pronoun that has the مصدر as its بدل. Number 7, we're coming near the end. Number 7, a pronoun referring to the مصدر. يعني a ضمير that refers back to the مصدر. يعني the example they gave us, اجتهدت اجتهادا لم يجتهده غيري. اجتهدت اجتهادا, يعني I worked hard, really hard, اجتهادا, in a way nobody else did. يعني a type of اجتهاد لم يجتهده, nobody else has done this اجتهاد. Here the pronoun هو لم يجتهده, يعني لم يجتهد this type of اجتهاد, يعني اجتهاد, and هو stands for اجتهاد, and هو is referring back to اجتهاد. So in this sense, the who representing the master اجتهادن, because in the meaning I worked hard in a way nobody else did, like nobody else worked hard like this. لم يجتهد هو, the who is يعني لم يجتهد, nobody worked hard this اجتهاد. So the pronoun here stands for اجتهادن, therefore the pronoun is takes the ruling of being مفعول مطلق, يعني as the مصدر of the verb, يعني لم يجتهد هذا الاجتهاد, يعني اجتهادا like this. So the pronoun here, the ضمير, substitutes for the مصدر اجتهادا, and therefore takes the ruling of being مفعول مطلق. مبنيون في محل نصب, in the place where it should be منسوب. نعم. Going now to the page 128 and the eighth and final of the substitutes for the مفعول المطلق, for the مصدر as مفعول المطلق. Substituting for the مصدر is a synonym of the مصدر. Synonym means مرادف or مماثل, that which is like it or similar to it. A synonym of the مصدر may substitute for the مصدر, in which case it is the مفعول المطلق and it's منسوب. For example, عشت حياة سعيدة, I lived a happy life. Here حياة, life, is synonymous with عيشة, derived from عاش يعيش. So the verb in the sentence is عشت, from عاش يعيش, and its مصدر is عيشة. But here حياة has the same meaning of عيشة, so as a synonym of the مصدر from عشت or عاش يعيش, as a synonym حياة is substituting for the مصدر عيشة, and therefore it is the مفعول مطلق منسوب with فتح. Here حياة, life, is synonymous with عيشة, derived from Aisha, and therefore it is a substitute. So these are the eight things that deputize or substitute for the ism, for the masdar. Yani, substitute for the masdar as maf'ulun mutlaq mansub. Eight things, inshallah, we have to memorize, we have to know, like we have to be able to number them as eight things. Yani, certain expressions, alfaz, like kullu and ba'd and ay. The number which with the masdar is its tamyiz. The adjective with the masdar, the adjective of the masdar where the masdar is not mentioned. The ism masdar, yani, the noun that has the same meaning of the masdar but less letters. The cognate masdar of two types. Yani, either a masdar from a different abwab of mazid than the verb, or a masdar from mujarrad verb while the verb is from mazid. The demonstrative pronoun, which has the masdar as its bedel, a pronoun that refers back to the masdar, and a synonym that has the same meaning as the masdar. These are eight types of words that substitute for the masdar, in which case they take on the ruling in I'rab of being maf'ulun mutlaq, and therefore in terms of I'rab, they are considered to be mansub, or if they are mabniun, then we say they are mabniun fi mahalli nasb. Okay, the second matter of this lesson is the last thing that we have to memorize, that there are many types of masdar. So from amongst the different types of masdar, we have three here. And we need to know that there are three that are mentioned in this lesson. We need to know all three of them and examples of them. The first one of them is the masdar al-marra, which denotes how many times the action took place. The second of them is the masdar al-hay'a, which denotes the manner of the action of the verb. How was it done? The third of them is al-masdar al-mimi, yani, which is either on the pattern of maf'al or maf'ala with tamabuta, maf'al with fatha, or maf'il with kasra, maf'al or maf'il, and each of them, maf'al can be maf'ala with tamabuta, and maf'il can be maf'ila with tarmabuta. Each of them can be with or without tarmabuta, but the difference, maf'al, the ayn has fatha, maf'il, the ayn has kasra. Alright, so let's look at this another. These are the three types that are mentioned in this lesson. There are many types of masdar. Three of them is the masdar that indicates the number of times of the action of the verb. Another one is that indicates the manner, yani, of the hay'a of the action of the verb. And another one is the masdar al-mimi, either on the pattern of maf'al with fatha or maf'il with kasra. The first of them, top of page 128, number 2, there are many kinds of masdar. A, one of them is masdaru al-marrati. This masdar denotes marra, how many times the action took place. Yani, this type of masdar is mentioned to clarify the number of times the action of the verb occurred. Once, twice, thrice, three times, or whatever. It is on the pattern of fa'alatun. Fa'alatun. Don't get mixed up here between this pattern and the masdar mimi, which is mif'al or which is maf'al or maf'il. This one is fa'alatun with no mim. Fa'alatun. So the masdar marra is fa'alatun, the masdar hiya is fi'alatun, but neither one of them have a mim, like maf'al and maf'il, the masdar mimi. Alright, so there are three patterns here. The pattern of masdar marra, which is fa'alatun, and the masdar al-hay'a, which is fi'alatun. Fatta there, kasra here. The third pattern is the masdar mimi, which is with a mim. That's why it's called masdar mimi. It has a mim, maf'al or maf'il, and each of them may have tarmabuta. Okay, so let's go back again to the first of them, masdar al-marra. Three patterns that we don't want to get confused between them. Fa'alatun, fi'alatun, maf'ilun, and maf'alun. Alright, the first one, masdar al-marra. The masdar, or this masdar, denotes how many times, marra, how many times the action of the verb took place, once, twice, or thrice. It is on the pattern of fa'alatun. Fa'alatun with fatta, as opposed to fi'alatun with kasra. Fa'alatun. For example, darabtuhu darabatun. That's on the pattern of fa'alatun. The first radical taking fatta, the second radical, the ra here, taking sukoon, the third radical taking fatta, followed by ta marbuta. Darabtuhu darabatan. I hit him once. وَضَرَبَنِي ضَرْبَتَيْنِ And he hit me twice. ضَرْبَتَن يعني is the مَاسْتَى مَرَّ which indicates how many times the action happened. How many times it hit me? One time. How many times did I hit him? One time. وَضَرَبَنِي ضَرْبَتَيْنِ How many times did he hit me? Two times. ضَرْبَتَيْنِ Another example. طُبِعَ هَذَا الْكِتَابِ طَبَعَاتٍ Tubiya had al kitab tabaatin. This book was printed several times. Tabaat, yani the sound feminine plural, is the plural of tabaatun. Yani the pattern of fa'alatun. Ta taking fatta, ba taking sukoon, ayn taking fatta, followed by alif, followed by hamzatu, I mean ta marbuta, followed by ta marbuta. Tabaatun. It's feminine sound plural, tabaatun. Naam. So this is the masdar al-marra for the mujarrad verb. In the abwab of mazid, the masdar al-marra, in the mazid verbs, abwab, the masdar al-marra is formed by adding ta marbuta to the original masdar. So the masdar al-marra, which indicates how many times, you just simply take the masdar from any bab of abwab of mazid, take the master and add ta marbuta. By adding, it's formed by adding ta marbuta to the original master. For example, takbirun, from kabbara yukabbiru, takbirun, yani the master on the pattern of taf'il. The master of marra is just by adding ta marbuta. From takbirun to takbiratun, saying Allahu Akbar once. Takbiratun. From itlalun, peeping out, itlalatun, peeping out one time. For example, nukabbiru arba'a takbiratin fi salati ala al-mayyit. We say Allahu Akbar four times in the funeral prayer. Nukabbiru arba'a takbirat. We say Allahu Akbar arba'a takbirat four times. في الصلاة على الميت in the prayer upon the dead person, yani the funeral prayer, the janazah prayer. So here we see that the masdar al-marra for the mazid verb is merely taking its mas, merely taking the masdar, yani nukabbir is from the bab fa'ala yufa'ilu, yani kabbara yukabbiru. So the masdar is on the pattern of taf'il, takbir. All we do is take takbir and add tarmabuta, takbira. And here's the sound plural, takbirat. Arba takbirat. Yani takbiratan once, takbirataini twice, thalatha takbirat. Three takbirs. Another example, atlaltu min al-nafidati itlalataini. I looked out from the window twice. Yani two peeps, two looks. Atalaltu, I looked out, min an-nafidati, from the window, itlalataini, two times. Yani itlala, one time, itlalataini, two times. Where do we get itlala from? From the masdar, yani from atlala, or atalla, yani itlal is the original master, adding ta marbuta, itlala, itlalatun. Here, two times, itlalataini. So this is the first type of the types of master, three types that are mentioned in this lesson. The first of them is the master marra on the pattern of fa fa'alatun. Yani the first radical taking fatha, the second radical taking sukun, the third radical taking fatha followed by alif, followed by ta marbuta. Fa'alatun. Yani darbatun. Taba'atun. For the abwab of mazid, it's just taking the original master from that bab of mazid and adding ta marbuta to it. Okay, another type, this is B. Another type of master is مصدر الهيئة الهيئة مصدر الهيئة. هيئة means the manner of something, what it looks like, what is the shape or form, the way it is done. الهيئة, the master of manner. It is on the pattern of فعلتون. فعلتون, for example, جلستون, the a manner of sitting. مشيتون, a manner of walking. يعني from مشى يمشي. يعني we say لا تمشي مشية النساء, don't walk the walking of women. مشية النساء, the type, the manner of walking of women, don't walk like women. Another example, اجلس جلسة طالبي علم, sit as students sit. يعني literally اجلس جلسة. What type of sitting? The sitting of a talibul ilm. Note that the first letter has fatha in the master marra, yani the master that denotes how many times, and has kasra in the master of al-hay'a, in the master of manner. Alright? So the difference between master al-marra and master al-hay'a is fatha and kasra. فعلة مصدر المرة, فعلة مصدر الهيئة. مصدر الهيئة like جلسة from جلسة, or مشية from مشى. نعم, مصدر الهيئة is not found from the مزيد أبواب. يعني the مصدر المرة is found in the مزيد أبواب, but it's just meaning taking the original مصدر from any bab of the abwab of mazid and adding tarmabuta. As far as the master al-hayya, it's not found from the, it's not formed from the mazid abwab. Okay, the third type of master from the many types of master is another type of master, bottom of page 128, is the master mimi, al-mastaru al-mimiyu. It is on the pattern of maf'alatun. Note that it has a meme here. Master mimi has a meme in the beginning, either with the middle radical taking fatha or taking kasra. And just like the distinction between master marra and master hayya is fatha and kasra, fa'alatun or fi'alatun. Well, likewise, the two types of master mimi that are being mentioned here, the difference between them is fatha or kasra. Yani mafa'al or mafa'il. The difference between the master mimi and the other two masters that we mentioned is that this master begins with a meme. مَفَعِلْ or مَفَعَلْ, and each of them may take تَرْمَبُوتَ. مَفَعِلْ, مَفَعِلَةٌ, مَفَعَلْ, مَفَعَلَةٌ. Okay, another type of master is the master mimi. And master mimi, it is on the pattern of مَفَعَلٌ or مَفَعَلَةٌ with تَرْمَبُوتَ, and مَفَعِلٌ or مَفَعِلَةٌ with تَرْمَبُوتَ. For example, Mamatun, death, which is originally mamatun, yani on the is on the pattern of mafa'al, yani mamyatun, yani mata yamitu. For example, mata yamitu or mata yamutu, yani you see from the mudari, from mata yamitu and mata yamutu, you see in the mudari that the weak letter is either, yani it's an ajwaf verb, the weak letter is either waw or ya. So on the pattern of mafa'al or mafa'il, it should have been meem waw or meem ya ta. Yani mata, meem waw, or meem ya and ta. So it should have been yani mafa'al mam yatun or mam watun. So that ya or that wow in mam yatun yani is converted to alif, and then the second mim takes fatha, became mamat, or the waw is converted to an alif, and the second mim takes fatha, so became mamat. In other words, mamatun is just yani a modified form of mam yatun or mam watun, because the verb mata has two forms. It's either mata yamitu or mata yamutu. In each case, the weak letter is waw or ya. That waw or ya becomes an alif, and therefore the original form of mafal, yani mam yatun or mam watun, became mamatun. All right, just yani for clarification, where do we get mamatun from? And it's from the pattern of mafalun. The same thing, or not the same thing, but also yani another masdar mimi is ma'arifatun. Ma'arifatun, yani which means having knowledge of something, from arafa ya'arifu, yani on the pattern of maf'il with ta marbuta. Maf'ila, yani ma'arifatun. Likewise, on the pattern of maf'ila with ta marbuta, from ghafara, yani maghfiratun. Maghfiratun, which means forgiveness. And then it says, in the top of page 129, in the mazid abwab, it is the same as the ism mafa'ul. For example, mumazzakun, tearing asunder. Yani, the masdar mimi is the same as the ism mafa'ul. Yani, in other words, the ism mafa'ul takes fatta instead of kasra. Mumazzik is ism fa'il, mumazzak ism maf'ul, and here the mim, masdar mimi, is the same as mumazzak. Same thing, mukhraj, yani from akhraja yukhriju, mukhrij ism fa'il, mukhraj ism maf'ul, the masdar mimi is the same as the ism maf'ul. Mukhraj, taking out. Mumazzak, tearing. Munqalab, return. Going back to something, turning back to something. Yani munqalab is the ism maf'ul, as well as the masdar mimi. In the Quran, we have, in 34th surah, 19th ayat, we made them tales, yani that which is spoken about, stories, and totally scattered them. Yani scattered them completely, totally. Allah says, فَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ, and we made them ahaditha, yani stories that are being told, tales. وَمَزَّقْنَاهُمْ كُلَّ مُمَزَّقٍ, and we scattered them. كُلُّ مُمَزَّق, yani totally. Total مُمَزَّق. And here مُمَزَّق is the ism maf'ul, or in this case, yani the same as the ism maf'ul, in this case though being used as the masdar. وَمَزَّقْنَاهُمْ كُلَّ مُمَزَّقٍ. Here, yani, the word kullu is the substitute for mumazzak, the masdar. So kulla here is the maf'ulun mutlaq, mansub with fatta, and mumazzak is mudaf ilayhi majrur. And remember the words, and the substitutes for the masdar, a deputized for the masdar. First of them is different words like kullu and ba'd and a. And here we have kulla being a substitute, a deputy for the masdar mumazzak, masdar mimi, same as the ism maf'ul, kulla mumazzaqin, yani totally scattered them. Again, yani the point here is that in the mazid abwab, the masdar mimi is the same as the ism maf'ul. Difference between ism maf'ul and ism fa'il is fatta or kasra. Ism fa'il mumazzik, ism maf'ul mumazzak, the masdar mimi is mumazzak, yani mukhraj, munqalab. Alright, so just quickly, I'm going to just rehearse or review, and we have a few minutes left. I just want to remember that there are many types of masdar. From amongst them is the masdar marra, is on the pattern of fa'ala with fatta. Masdar hayya, on the pattern of fi'ala with kasra. Masdar mimi, which is maf'al or maf'il, and each of them may take ta mabuta and the mazid abwab. Yani it's the ism maf'ul. Yani the master mimi is the same as the ism maf'ul. Alright, so again, from this English key, what we should have memorized, is the definition of maf'ul mutlaq, the four uses of it, to emphasize the verb, to specify the number, specify the type of action or as a substitute for the verb, words that deputize for the master, or words like kullu ba'd ay, a number with the master as its tamyiz, an adjective of the master where the master is left out, the ism master, which is the same meaning as the master but with less letters, the cognate master, which is a master from a different bab, or yani a mujarrad master being used with a verb that's mazid, demonstrative pronoun with the master as its bedel, a pronoun referring back to the master, or finally a synonym of the master. This is the core of what we took in today's lesson. We still have some time left, so I guess we'll look at the dialogue. We'll look at the dialogue at the beginning of the lesson on page 238 and 239. Let's see how much time we have remaining. I guess we have 15 minutes remaining. Yeah. Okay. We may have to read this again, this dialogue. I don't know. I don't want to rush through it. But if we rush a little bit, then we'll probably have to come back to it. Basically, we want to read, practice our reading skills by reciting in an audible voice, examine our ability to translate and to recognize the points, especially the maf'ul mutlaq and all of its matters that come in this dialogue. Okay, so we're reading from the page, top of page 238, الدرس الثامن والعشرون, the 28th lesson. Hamid says, قدوما مباركا يا أستاذ. يعني قدوما مباركا يعني I have يعني arrived, a blessed arrival. Yani this kuduman mubarakan is a type of master, yani a substitute for the master, which is used to clarify the type, yani the type of the action of the verb. Kuduman mubarakan. Naam. Mata qadimta min as-safar. Yani then the teacher. Hamid says kuduman mubarakan, yani you have arrived, a blessed your arrival, let your arrival be a blessed arrival, O Ustad. When did you arrive from traveling? Yani kuduman mubarakan means qaddamta, yani qaddamta kuduman mubarakan. Yani here the verb is left out because it's clear, yani it's understood what is intended by kuduman, yani qaddamta kuduman مباركا يا أستاذ متى قدمت من السفر. The teacher says بارك الله فيك, may Allah bless you. قدمت البارحة, I arrived last night. And then the teacher pauses for a moment and says يا حمزة أغلق الباب إغلاقا وخفف سرعة المروحة. أو حمزة أغلق الباب إغلاقا, يعني lock the door, close the door, يعني close it, absolutely close it. وَخَفِّفْ سُرَةَ الْمِرْوَحَةِ, and reduce the speed of the fan. Here, يعني أغلق الباب إغلاقا is the مفعول مطلق that is of the type that confirms or emphasizes the meaning of the verb. It emphasizes the meaning of the verb أغلق إغلاقا. وَخَفِّفْ سُرَةَ الْمِرْوَحَةِ. Hamza says أتكفي هذه السرعة, is this sufficient? يعني is this speed sufficient? Is this enough? Have I reduced it enough? The teacher says لا لقد خففتها كل تخفيف. No, you have reduced it completely. يعني كل تخفيف. Here كل is a نائب substituting for the master, تخفيف, with the master as its مضاف إليه, يعني clarifying يعني the type of the action, يعني بيان النو, يعني خففت كل تخفيف. أردت أن تخففها بعد التخفيف. يعني I wanted just to reduce it a little bit. يعني some reduction. يعني بعض التخفيف. This is indicating the type of تخفيف. And here بعد is a substituting for the master تخفيف. زدها زيادة طفيفة. Increase it. A little bit of increase. يعني زيادة طفيفة. A small amount of increase. Here, زيادة is يعني emphasizing emphasizing the meaning of the verb. يعني the مفعول المطلق emphasizing the meaning of the verb with a يعني not that is describing it. After a pause, the teacher goes on to say, لقد قرأت الدرس الجديد قراءتين يوم الأربعاء. Indeed, I have read the new lesson. قراءتين, two readings, يوم الأربعاء. Wednesday. Here, this is the master قراءتين, which is master telling us how many times. يعني it's clarifying the number of times of the verb. يعني of قراءة. قرأت قراءتين. اهتممت في القراءة الأولى بالإعراب وفي الثاني وفي أثناء القراءة الثانية شرحت لكم المفردات الجديدة شرحا وجيزا. He said اهتممت, I gave a lot of attention to in the first reading القراءة الأولى بالإعراب, with the إعراب of the sentences, وفي أثناء القراءة الثانية, and during the second reading, شرحت لكم المفردات, I have clarified or explained to you the new vocabulary words, مفردات الجديدة, شرحا وجيزا. Here, شرحا is emphasizing the meaning of the verb شرحت, شراحا وجيزا. يعني a brief explanation. I have explained to you the new vocabulary words with a brief explanation. وقبل أن أشرح لكم الدرس شرحا مفصلا أريد أن أسمع منكم الآيات الواردة في هذا الدرس فهاتوها. يعني so before I explain to you the lesson, شرحا مفصلا, a detailed explanation, أريد أن أسمع منكم الآيات الواردة, the verses that were mentioned في هذا الدرس, in this lesson, فهاتوها, so give them to me, يعني recite them to me now. So again we have يعني شرحت شرحا وجيزا, and we have قبل أن أشرح لكم الدرس شرحا مفصلا. Again, يعني emphasizing the meaning of the verb and giving its type. يعني what type of شرح it is. What type of action. What type of شرح. So this type, يعني the now of the master, the master that tells us the type of action, should either have a mudaf ilayhi, which clarifies what type of action it is, or it should have a sifa that describes yani that action. So here we see two examples of that. Yani sharhan wajizan, this is the type of sharh, yani with a sifa following it, or sharhan mufassalan, the type of action, is describing the type of the action with a sifa following it. So Hamid reads first from Surah An-Nisa, 164th ayah, fourth surah, 164th ayah. وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا, and Allah spoke to Musa with real speech. تَكْلِيمًا is to emphasize the meaning of the verb كَلَّمَ. Hamza says وَرَتِّلْ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا, from Surah Al-Muzammil, 73rd surah, 4th ayat, and recite the Quran with tartil, yani recite it, a measured recitation. And here, yani, again, tartilan is emphasizing the meaning. Rattil tartilan, emphasizing the meaning of the verb. Ali says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. Indeed, Allah and His angels offer salat upon the Prophet. Yani, Allah offering salat on the Prophet means praising him amongst the angels, and the angels meaning praying for him. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. O you believe, make salat upon him and salam upon him. Yani wasallimu tasliman. Yani pray for him to have yani peace and safety and security. That Allah grant him peace, safety and security. Here, yani the meaning of the verb sallimu tasliman is emphasized. Ta'kid al-ma'na, emphasizing the meaning. Usama says, oh, we're almost at the end of time. Okay, so yani, we'll just read it a little. I will read a little more and come back until next week, inshallah. Usama says, فَلْيَنْظُرِ الْإِنسَانُ إِلَىٰ طَعَامِهِ أَنَّا صَبَبَنَا الْمَاءَ صَبًّا ثُمَّ شَقَقَنَا الْأَرْضَ شَقًّا. Yani, so let the human being look to his food, how he has poured, how we have poured down water, صَبًّا, ثُمَّ شَقَقَنَا الْأَرْضَ, and then we split open the earth. شَقَّن, a splitting. Yani here we have several words. Yani we have صَبَابَنَا الْمَا صَبًّا, emphasizing the meaning of the pouring down. وَشَقَقَنَا الْأَرْضَ شَقَّن, also emphasizing the meaning of splitting the earth. And on the next page, in the last few minutes, Al-Harith says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَمَن يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. Yani, since we're going to come back to this, I'm just going to mention here, وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. Yani, قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا is clarification of the way of speaching. And say a word that is sadid, that is correct, that's in accordance with the truth. So qawlan here is the masdar that's clarifying the type of speech in the verb qulu. Naam. And then in the end of the ayah it says faqad faza fawzan azima, and this is also clarifying the type of success. Faza, yani it's clarification of what type of success is fawzan azima, yani the masdar followed by an adjective clarifying what type of success. And then Hamid says, "Azaniyatu wa zani fajlidu kull wahidin minhuma miyata jalda." Yani the male, the female, and the male who commits zina should be whipped. Each one of them 100 stripes, or 100 times whipped. And here we have naib, the naib miya, the number. Yani taking the place of the masdar, with the masdar as its tamyiz, mudaf ilayhi majrur. So miya here is a naib, li bayan al adad, clarifying the number of times of the action, how many times to whip them. Usama says, wala tatabarrajna tabarruj al jahiliyati al ula. Surah al Ahzab, the previous ayah was Surah al Nur 24, ayah 3, and this Surah al Ahzab 31. 33. Yani Surah Al-Ahzab, ayah 33. And do not display yourselves the display of the times of ignorance. Yani here, tabarruj al-jahiliyyah is explaining the type of the tabarruj, because it's followed by an adjective describing it. The teacher says, Ya Ahmed. Ahmed says, Labayka, Ya Ustaz, here I am. O Ustaz. Yani Labayka, this is also a maf'ul mutlaq, yani where the masdar takes the place of the verb. And we'll go into in detail in the next time, because of the lack of time. Right now we're at the end of our time. The teacher says, "Atajlis fi faslu hadhal julus." Here we have hadhal julus, the ism ishara, being a substitute for the masdar, which is its bedel. Ijlis jilsata talib al-ilm. Here we have the jilsa being explaining the type of sitting, yani followed by a mudaf ilayhi. Ahmed says sam'an wa ta'atan. These are also masdar, that's na'ib on the from the fi'l, yani taking the place of the verb itself. And then we have the teacher saying al umli alayka, al an umli alayka kalimat min ad-dars imla'an, yani this is yani explaining, emphasizing the meaning of umli, yani the masdar is emphasizing the meaning of umli. And Usama says mahlan ya ustaz lamma nasta'id, take your time, don't hurry, O teacher, we are not ready yet. Lamma nasta'id, we haven't got ourselves ready yet. Yani mahlan is also a masdar that is taking the place of the verb itself. Yani masdar na'ib an fi'lihi, it's taking the place of the fi'l imhal, yani the fi'l amr imhal, mahlan. Okay, this is a little bit quickly, as I expected that we'll probably have to go quickly. So we're going to come back to the reading of the dialogue at the beginning of the lesson for next week. So let's read it again, as definitely a part of next week's homework is the dialogue, and then we'll do also a review of the English key, and then reading of the dialogue, and then the first few exercises. I'll see how many exercises we can do when I have a chance to look at the lesson in detail. We'll at least do a few of the exercises, and tomorrow I should be sending some homework to clarify exactly how many we're going to do. Yeah, so we'll do next week's session, some of the exercises, and then the following sessions will complete the exercises. Alright, so for next week, inshallah, review the English key and reread the dialogue at the beginning of the lesson and the first few exercises. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. I ask Allah for myself and for each of you that He grant us success in doing whatever we do sincerely for His sake alone, and that He recognize, reward, and record our good deeds, pardon, forgive, and overlook our mistakes and errors, and He grant us al-thabat, steadfastness upon Sirat al-Mustaqim, until we return to Him, departing this world in a condition that's pleasing to Him, and that we will be pleased with Him. And we ask Allah to grant a speedy recovery to those amongst us who are sick, and to shower His rahmah upon those who have passed away, fill their graves with light, and make them spacious, and protect them from the punishment of the grave and the punishment of the fire, and admit them into His paradise. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen.